Did you see the docuseries Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV? Well, if that shocked you, then this story of what happened to a number of young teen guys just trying to make it in Hollywood may shock you even more. I'm Patty Steele. The inner workings and the depravity of Den. That's next on The Backstory.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Backstory is back. If you are young and obsessed with the idea of making it in Hollywood, it's kind of easy to see how people with money and connections can look like a seductive path forward. Well, that's what happened to so many young guys back in the late 1990s when they were introduced to the men that ran the Digital Entertainment Network, otherwise known as Den. Den was a pretty ambitious venture, an early attempt to revolutionize how we consume media with internet-based content. The guys at Den aimed their programming at teens and young adults, with original programming streamed online. It was brand new thinking at the time. Really quickly, Den had a huge buzz in Hollywood, not just for its pioneering technology, but also for its insane parties. A-list celebrities showed up at the nearly 13,000-square-foot mansion in Encino, California, that Den's founder, Mark Collins Rector, shared with his business and life partners. They were Chad Shackley, whom Mark met when Chad was still in high school, and former child actor Brock Pierce from the Mighty Ducks flicks. Boys as young as 13, 14, 15 years old were invited into the Den's inner sanctum for those parties. Among the Hollywood elite who partied there and also invested in Den with the promise of meeting the bright young stars of tomorrow were X-Men director Bryan Singer, as well as legendary media mogul David Geffen. So Den had a red-hot moment in the spotlight with those huge investors, and at one point was valued at more than $100 million. But pretty soon, the talk about what went on in that mansion began to impact the business. Word was Collins Rector and others were sexually assaulting those young teen boys. Finally, in the summer of 2000, a federal grand jury criminally indicted him for transporting minors across state lines for sex. That's human trafficking. Several young boys said that he had plied them with drugs and threatened them with a gun for refusing to have sex with him. And they said that they were passed around at parties to powerful older men like they were party favors. After his indictment, Collins Rector fled to Spain along with Shackley and Pierce. But 2 years later, they were nabbed by Interpol, living in the city of Marbella. Shackley and Pierce weren't charged, but Mark Collins Rector was put in prison. Guns, machetes, and child porn were found in the house. Mark fought extradition for almost 3 years before returning to the U.S., where he pleaded guilty. He had to register as a sex offender, and he was sentenced to time served in that Spanish prison where he says he was tortured. A lot of folks thought the sentence was way too light, but it effectively ended his career. At the time, he maintained he fled from the U.S. because he believed that David Geffen, his investor and arguably one of the most powerful men in Hollywood, wanted to destroy him. Geffen, of course, denies all that. In 2006, a U.S. court gave Mark special permission to go to the U.K. to get treatment for a brain tumor. While there, he renounced his U.S. citizenship and has never come back to the United States. For many years now, he's been living in a one-bedroom apartment in Antwerp, Belgium. Quite a comedown. At the age of 64, he now uses several names, including Mark Collins and Morgan Von Phoenix, as he tries to create content of some sort. As far as his cohorts, well, Chad Shackley now lives a very simple life in his hometown of Bay City, Michigan. Brock Pierce has had a more colorful couple of decades. After separating himself from Mark Collins Rector and Chad Shackley, he went on to become an entrepreneur. In the mid-2000s, he was semi-connected to the late investment mogul and sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein, but nothing nefarious turned up there. He's come a long way since the Mighty Ducks and the Den, though. After getting involved early in the cryptocurrency marketplace with Bitcoin, it's now estimated he's worth $2 billion. Not surprisingly, he has little interest in talking about Mark Collins Rector. Much like the Harvey Weinstein story and countless others we've seen since the rise of the Me Too movement, the story of Den highlights how predators can exploit Hollywood's allure to abuse the most vulnerable. That's pretty heartbreaking. Sure hope you're enjoying The Backstory with me, Patty Steele. And if you would, I'd appreciate it if you would subscribe. And also, if you have a story you'd like me to dig into and share, please DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premier Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.